Lift up your right hand, just worship him. Shut up, Alada. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Worship me. Of the Holy Ghost. Something is breaking. Power of the Holy Ghost. I declare the yokes broken. I declare the chains broken. I declare the agenda of hell broken. I declare what my Father in heaven has not planted in your life uprooted now. And on a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And along that old cross, where the deep rest ember, for a world of lost sinners was laid. So I'll change the rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange
yet someday far
your hands high. Something is still broken. Whatever the cross has handled, that is still a problem in your life, today it is crushed. Whatever the cross has handled, that is still a challenge in your life, I declare they are crushed. Whatever the cross has handled, that is still a battle in your life, in the name of Jesus, they are crushed. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross, till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross.
Oh, Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Your hands. Do you feel that power? You feel that presence? Shut-da-da-da-da-da-da. Shut-da-da-da-da-da. Your hands high. Father, let the cross crush that pain, crush that depression, crush that demon of rejection. Let that affliction be crushed now in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
Again to the old rugged cross, and as changes undid for a cross.
Thank you, Master. Blessed be your name. Please be seated. Worship is something we can do on and on and on and on and on.
Let us change it Sunday for a crown. I need every hour, most precious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee all, I need thee every hour, I need thee, oh bless. Savior, I come to thee. I need thee. I need thee. Every hour, I need thee. Oh, bless me now. My Savior, I come to thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior.
Proverbs chapter 10. Verse 22.
Oh, bless me now, my Savior.
The blessing of the Lord,
it maketh rich. And he added no sorrow with it. Very, very sharply, the subject is the blessing and your joy too. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and it added no sorrow. We are actually with the objective of understanding the connection between the blessing and joy. The blessing of the Lord is the highway to joy, gladness, and celebration in life. Blessed people are glad people. Blessed people are happy people. Blessed people are celebrated people. Blessed people, listen to this, are excited, exciting, and excitable people. They are excited. They are exciting. You want to hang around them. They are excitable. There is something you will never miss around blessed people. It is the authentic tonic of joy. The authentic tonic of joy. I have hung around people that have been truly and genuinely blessed. You can't miss it. What makes blessed people like that? What does the blessing do for blessed people? First, the blessing makes people. We are going on the same points, except that the subtopics will be different. The blessing makes people. Earlier on, we saw that the meaning of that is that the blessing processes people unto destiny. In this service, we shall see, secondly, that the blessing facilitates the fulfillment of life's purpose. It facilitates the fulfillment of life's purpose. The blessing is a vehicle of purpose. When God has blessed a man, it's as if he put him in a vehicle that must take him to his land of purpose. And when purpose is fulfilled, joy is natural. The blessing makes people. Secondly, the blessing attracts resources. Supernaturally, it makes it rich. It attracts resources supernaturally. We earlier on said that the blessing magnetizes relevant resources. That is human, financial, and other resources needed in life. That's the blessing. In this service, we are adding that the blessing releases upon the blessed the power to conquer resources. The blessing releases upon the blessed the power to conquer resources. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18, it said, "You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he that giveth thee power to conquer resources, to summon resources." The blessing puts a man in the realm of material dominion, in the realm of resources authority. It gives release upon you, upon the blessed, the power to conquer resources. Power to summon resources. Power to take charge of what is needed, of what is requisite for life. So the blessing is an empowerment. I speak upon somebody's life this afternoon. The power to conquer what is yours is released upon you now in the name of Jesus. The power to take delivery of what is yours is released upon you now. The power not to beg for what is yours and not to plead for what is yours is released now. Shout the loudest, amen. Thirdly, the blessing eliminates struggles. It eliminates struggles. Earlier on, we said the meaning of that first is that the blessing forbids the spell of labor without reward. That was what we had said. The blessing forbids the spell of labor without reward. But in this addition, we're adding to this that the blessing neutralizes the plague of empty-handedness and fruitless effort. It neutralizes the plague of empty-handedness and fruitless effort. When a man or a woman is under a curse, hand is empty, life is empty, house is empty. There is effort, but no fruit. But when the blessing is upon the life of a man, it neutralizes the plague of empty-handedness and fruitless effort. Whether it is in ministry, whether it is in business, or in career. And this moment, I speak by the authority of God upon my life. Everyone who has this plague of empty-handedness, you are not able to show the result of your effort of years. Today, that plague is broken by the blessing of God coming upon your life this afternoon. Say the loudest, amen. Abraham stood in his father's house and lived in his father's house with nothing to show for the first 75 years of his life, married without a child, no evidence of resources or anything, until God called him in Genesis chapter 12 and the blessing arrived and everything changed. Something is changing right now. I said something is changing right now. You believe that? Say a louder amen. Number four, the blessing eliminates the climate of sorrow and depression. It eliminates the climate of sorrow and depression. The meaning of that, we had said, was that the blessing attracts the climate of joy, celebration, and fulfillment. Second thing we are saying this morning is the flip side of it, that the blessing counteracts the climate of frustration and desolation. The climate of frustration. There is an easy way to know a cursed person. Frustration everywhere. Desolation everywhere. And there is an easy way to know a blessed person. Frustration free. Desolation free. The devil may dare him, but the devil can't stand him. The forces of frustration may attempt to dare them, but he cannot stand them. Everyone here, I don't know what is the reason for your frustration. By the release of the blessing this morning, I declare it expires. Frustration in life, frustration in ministry, frustration in destiny, frustration in your career. Today, that frustration spell expires now. In the name of Jesus. Finally, the blessing brings progress and celebration to life. Progress. When a man is blessed, progress is inevitable. We said it means first that the blessing handles stagnation and delay in life. Stagnation. Like I said earlier, Abraham was stagnated until the blessing came and he moved. Isaac was blessed and he moved forward in Genesis 26 and in verse 13. One of the greatest challenges of life is the challenge of delay. Is the challenge of delay, challenge of stagnation. But that is why services like this exist. Anyone who has been unduly delayed in the pursuit of any vision, of any accomplishment, by the authority of God and by the mandate of God upon this commission, upon my life and upon this altar, I declare delay over. Delay to settle down maritally. Delay to have your children. Delay to be established financially. Delay to fulfill your destiny. Delay to impact your world in ministry. Delay to touch lives. The delay is over forever. In the name of Jesus. Take your seat in the presence. That was what we said in the first service. But now, we are adding that the blessing introduces action and dynamism to life. It introduces action and dynamism. When you see a blessed man, something new is always happening. It introduces action and dynamism. Something new is always happening. You are hearing news that are positive. Something new, something good. According to scripture, they go from strength to strength. Everyone in Zion appeared before the Lord. Psalm 84 and in verse 7. They go from strength. If something new is happening. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18. The path of the just is a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. There are some people, the last time something new and something good happened was 10 years ago. That devil is a liar. Something new and something good happened 5 years ago. That devil is a liar. Something new and something good happened a year ago. That devil is a liar. There are people this year, nothing good and nothing new has ever happened. That devil is a liar. I announce to you today, by the blessing with which I speak, I preach, I declare, I prophesy, something new is happening now. You are stepping out of this service today and stepping into something new, something fresh, something vibrant, something exciting, something interesting. Shout the loudest, amen. Look at someone there, you say something new must happen. It looks like there are people seated there who are not interested in new things. You're okay with where you are, right? Well, I don't know about you, but I am not okay at all. I have not even started. I've been seeing new things, but I haven't started at all. It looks like you are okay, so you are just retired and redundant and just like that. If you believe something new must happen, something good, a good news, good events, testimonies, give him a shout, a clap, a leap of, hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Something new, something new, something new, something new. I decree this week, something new. This week, something new. This month of October, something new. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat. We are a blessed people. I am a blessed person. I don't know about you. Say it. I am a blessed person. We are a blessed people. We are a blessed people. We are a blessed church. Something new. Something exciting. Something positive is always happening. And it is happening now. I just saw, just somewhere here, I just saw an aircraft. I don't know whether somebody, hold on, whether somebody is into an airline business, or you are planning to start up something like that, but I prophesy to you. All right. It has several meanings. Several meanings. One of the meanings is that on your mask, get set to take off. Oh! Okay. I'm getting more of the meanings right now. Your life has been on the floor. You have been on the tarmac. You have been on the ground level. But God is about to take you off in the air. Take you off in the air. Take you off in the air. Somebody shout the loudest amen. And therefore I am here to announce to you, in the name of Jesus, on your mask, get set, take off. Yes. Amagadiga laga yada yada. You are taking off in the air, and no devil shall catch your brake light. All the terrestrial forces, all the powers of the ground level that kept you on the ground, they are losing their grip on your life. And we are taking off in the name of Jesus. In ministry, in business, in our career, in our impact, maritally, financially, in the fruit of the womb, in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord the praise. And take your seat in the presence of the Lord.
I am going higher, yes I am.
I am going higher today.
I am going higher, yes I am. To meet Jesus, to stay.
I'm going above the shadows, into the presence of God, into the presence of Jesus. Do you know how we used to clap to this in the 70s?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, yes, I am. I'm going higher today. I'm going higher, yes, I am. Call you with Jesus to stay. I'm going above the shadow into the presence of God. Hey, into the presence of Jesus.
Hallelujah. As you take your seat in the presence of the Lord.
Into the presence of God.
Into the presence of Jesus. I'm going higher today. Before the week is out, you shall testify. Before the week is out, you shall testify. Shout the loudest amen. And please take your seat. Whatever you do to get at your blessing will take you to your joy. Anything you do that ushers you into the realm of the blessing of God has ushered you into joy. And what are those things we can do? Who are the people that are qualified for the blessing of God? Number one is the generation of those who seek the face of the God of Jacob. The generation of those who seek the face. You know, there are people who seek his hand, but there are those who seek his face. Those who seek his hand end empty-handed. There are those, the only thing they are looking for is for what God can give them. They end empty-handed. There are those who seek his face. And those who seek his face can never have an empty hand. He said in Psalm 24, verse 5 and 6, where we read in the first service, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. And who is that person? This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, or that seek the face of the God of Jacob. Exodus chapter 20 and in verse 24. We saw it some time ago. He said, an altar of earth shalt thou make unto me, and shall sacrifice thereon thy burnt offerings and thy peace offerings, thy sheep and thy oxen. In all places where I record my name, I will come there to you and will bless you. All I want to see is somebody who is seeking me, somebody who is looking for me, who is not looking for the things of God, but is looking for the God of the things. All I need is somebody. I was not planning to be a pastor. If you see God anywhere, ask him. I was not planning to be a pastor. I was planning to be a practicing medical doctor and practice, and I enjoyed the medical training and the medical. I enjoyed it very, very well. Very well. Right? And I never planned. All I wanted to do was to serve God with passion. And then have a lot of resources and use the resources to sponsor the gospel, to invest in the kingdom. So when I didn't have anything at all, I was still a medical doctor, young medical doctor, newly married, when they invited me to preach somewhere. And after I finished preaching a very brutal message, powerful message, people were touched here and there. Then the pastor came up and said, oh, thank God for that message. Now, all of you remember the money we are talking about donating last time. I called him. I said, come. What money are you talking about? I just finished preaching. Don't talk about money now. Let the people go and think about what they just heard. I told him, I said, how much money are you planning to raise? When he mentioned the amount, I said, me and my wife will pay it for the people. Me and my wife, we will pay it for the people. Don't talk about that money again, you hear? All of you, go and think of what you just heard. That was, this is like 25, under 1 year of marriage, 25 years ago. That was our heart and passion for God. We paid the money for the people. It was they gave them levy. People were to donate. Is it 10 naira or 500 at that time? We paid it for them. All right. And then another thing you want to ask God again is when you see him, say, has this man ever prayed for car, for house, or for cloth? Not now, before he became a pastor. Say, Lord, I'm looking for house. Build me a house. This is a brand of car I'm looking for, Lord. Shh, not in the dream. That such a prayer has not been prayed yesterday, has not been prayed today, will never be prayed forever. It wasn't prayed before. Now, is it wrong to pray like that? No. It's not that it's wrong. I'm just telling you my own life. And yet, there is no car that can be a testimony today, or a house, or anything like that. This is the generation that seek your face. Things seek for those who seek God. I am telling you from a practitioner's point of view, things look for those who look for God. Things look for people who look for God. Things pursue those who pursue God. That is, in reality, you are not faking it. You are genuine. You are authentic. You are pursuing for real. For real.
Lord, you know that my love for you is for real. Search me, Lord. Search me, Lord, and see my sincere love. Lord, you know, you know. Lord, you know. My love is for real. Oh, Lord, search me, Lord.
You know, spirituality is directly proportional to songology. Songology. I mean, you will never be able to receive or write a song that is higher than your depth. Never. I mean, you said there's no such. I mean, when you hear the lyrics of some songs, it is the depth of the singer or the receiver or the writer is out of the depth. Search me and confirm now, Lord. Search me and see if it's not real.
Lord, I come before your majesty, not to see what I can get from you, but to see what I can give to you. Lord, I come. Lord, I come for your majesty, not to see what I can get from you, but to see what I can give to you.
But what can I give?
But what can I give that you don't have, oh Lord? And what do I have that I did not get from you? But what can I give? But what can I give? Oh Lord, that you don't have, oh Lord. And what do I get that I did not get from you?
So I bring my praise to you, Lord, as my sacrifice of Lord, I bring my praise to you. So I bring my praise. So I bring my praise to you.
As my sacrifice of
love. Lord, I bring my praise. Mashakoba gada gala gaya gada. But Lord, you know. Lord, you know.
My love for you is for me.
Search me, Lord, and see.
Search me, Lord, and see. My sincere love for you.
Lord, you know, you know, you know, you know.
Lord, you know that my love for you is for me. Search me, Lord, and see. My sincere love for you.
Love for you is for real.
me, Lord, and see my sincere love for you.
Father, as we seek you genuinely, as you recruit a generation of God seekers, we ask that you will help us. You will help us. You will help us to see the things others pursue, to see the things others struggle for. Thank you, Master, in Jesus' precious name. It's the generation of them that seek the face of the God of Jacob. Number two is the generation that understands the blessing covenant of releasing and receiving. Understands the blessing covenant of releasing and receiving. Acts chapter 20, verse 35b, Paul the apostle said, I have showed you all things, how that in laboring you ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. If there is any blessing in receiving, the higher blessing is in giving. Malachi chapter 3, verse 8 to 10. Will a man rob God? You've robbed me all this whole nation. Where have we robbed you? You say, in tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. There is connection between your offerings, your tithing, and your blessing. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 7 and 8. He said, here, and without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. And here men that die receive tithes, but there he receiveth them, of whom it is witnessed that he liveth. He receives them till now. Those who don't understand the law of giving can never experience the grace of his blessing, the law of giving. When it hits your hand, what comes to your mind first determines what God will do with you. The generation that understand the blessing covenant of releasing and receiving. We have had millionaires and billionaires in the world, starting with the first dollar billionaire in the history of the world that was faithful in giving and faithful in tithing. One day he gave $140 million to his church for their university. And some people came and said, how can you give so much money to church? That is John D. Rockefeller. He said, God gave it to me at first, and I am giving it to church. Do you have any problem with it? What is your problem? God gave it to me, I'm giving it to church. That was the kind of people. And you go to Wallace Johnson of the Holiday Inns, who had over 110 employees under him in that company. Solid quality man of a child of God who was a very vast kingdom giver. Somebody may say, but there are people in our generation who don't know what it means to give, and yet they are not poor. Well, you don't know their details. You don't know the altars, the service. You don't know the law by which they are working. In this world there are laws. We are in our kingdom and we know the laws of our kingdom. They have their realm. And their realm has its laws and also has its ending. It has where they are ending with what they have without God. Am I communicating at all? And we don't want to be bothered with the laws and altars and principles that others are walking by. We are not, all we know is what we are told and what God and what we have proved. Am I communicating at all? If the richest man in the world in the time of Abraham follow the principles of God, and the most blessed in the time of Solomon follow the principles of God, and that was Solomon, and the most blessed in the time of Job follow the principles of God, and that was Job, and the most blessed in the history of the world follow the principles of God, and that is the man we just talked about, the first one to have $1 billion in the history of the world. Then
the principles of God is superior to any other principle they may advertise to us. The gift of God maketh rich, it addeth no sorrow. There are so many of them who have riches and wealth and other positions in the world, but there are plenty sorrows. There are many things that they have in addition to what they have. And for many of them, they are not sure of life after death. They don't know where they are going. And what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? And what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? But we are talking about enjoying your life on earth. We are talking about having the blessing of God upon your life. We are talking about having peace of mind and having health and being able to sleep at night and being able to do all the things you want to do with your life and still step out of time and step into eternity with God and continue the enjoyment forever. That is better. That is better. That is sweeter. That is better. Yes, you are working with audacity. If God gives you the capacity to step into your own jet that you bought, you step into it without waiting for hours at any airport for anybody, and then travel the world and do the things you are meant to do and serve God with integrity and character and decency and dignity and live your life and enjoy your life and enjoy your God and enjoy your Maker, and you are not stranded for lack of money and you are not stranded for lack of means and resources, and you sleep well and you eat well and you travel well and you die well. When it is time to leave this world and you step into eternity, well. That is far better than going to bow to one altar in one occult realm and have all manner of demands for blood and all manner of satanic sacrifice and all manner of allegiances and no peace of mind and no peace of life. Then you are living just no difference from an animal because you don't know where you are going. You see food, you start eating the way dogs start eating when they see food. They don't need to pray. Did you hear what I just said? You wake up in the morning, you hit the road the way a goat wakes up and doesn't need to pray. Just hit the road the way the goat wakes up and hits the road without any prayer. And then live life at random. And they say you are successful. What a useless success. Then you step out of this world and you are welcomed. This is the gate of hell. God forbid. Please live well and live for God on earth. And end well and end with God in eternity. In the name of Jesus Christ, the grace to live well in this world and retain your spirituality, your integrity, your character, that grace is released upon your life. It's the generation that understands the blessing covenant of releasing and receiving. And finally, I've already preached that already, the generation that walks in uprightness before God. Uprightness. Not crookedness. Not money by all means. Not blood money. Not ritual money. Not fraudulent money. Not corrupt money. Not bribery money. In Psalm 5 verse 12, he said, "Thou Lord will bless the righteous. With favor will you compass him about as with a shield." God blesses the righteous. Righteousness attracts the blessing. Crookedness attracts the curses. Thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 11. Here he said, "By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted." By the blessing. So uprightness attracts the blessing. To be upright is to be blessed. By the blessing of the upright. The upright does not need to beg to be blessed.
When people are cutting corners to make it, don't follow them. Because shortcut cuts short. When people are breaking rules to make money, don't break it with them. Because when people break rules, rules break them. Don't. There is blessing in up. Don't sell your body to make money. Don't sell your body. You only sell what you bought. You didn't buy the body. You only market what you own, what you bought. You didn't buy it. You can't sell it. You can't advertise it. Hallelujah. I believe it's a new season for somebody. A new day for somebody. A change of story. And this blessing is here today. Are you ready to receive the blessing? Be the generation that seek God. Be the generation that understands the giving and receiving. And be the generation that walk in uprightness. Stand up on your feet with a shout of praise. A young man sent me a text message yesterday. He said he went out to preach the gospel last night and he met two young girls who were living prostitutiously, living with men. And they were living like that because they don't have anywhere else to go. And they have repented, but they don't know where to go and sleep that night. And he said, I am crying, sir. If only I had money, I would have rented them a house now and taken them out immediately. In case you are here, that young man, or you are hearing me, please let us know. We'll handle, we'll take care of that and trust God to relocate them and get them out of that lifestyle. I just remember while I was preaching, I was preparing for this service yesterday and preparing the message when that message came, that text message came. And so on. So in case you are like that in that situation, please, you don't have to live like that. God can make you a billionaire without one naira from a man as a young lady. He can make you a multi-millionaire. Am I speaking to somebody here? Without one naira from a man, we can make you a multi-billionaire as a man without any fraudulent operations, without any crooked practice. He can make you as such and he will do that for you. Say amen. Go ahead, lift up your hands and lift up your voice and let's appreciate him. Let's honor him. Let's adore him. El Shaddai, El Ayon, El Gibor, Rufeka, Mekadesh. Father, we love you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Worship to your name. Glory to your name. Thank you. We bless you, Lord. You are holy. And forever you are God. We bless you, Lord. You are holy. Holy Lord. And forever you are God. We bless you, oh Lord. We bless you, Lord. You are holy. Halle, 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 hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. And forever you. Halle, halle, hallelujah.
Ah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lift up your hands and say after me, say, Father, I surrender myself to you today to be among the generation that seek the God of Jacob. I receive your help to walk in uprightness. I receive your help to walk in the understanding of the blessing covenant of releasing and receiving. I receive your help. I receive your mercy. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lift up your hands and just go ahead and appreciate him for what he has said.
We bless you, Lord.
Their hands high. Everywhere you are this afternoon, the blessing is literally pronounced already. But you are in need of forgiveness for your sins. You want to walk in uprightness. You want to be among that generation that seek the Lord. You are saying, Pastor, I am a sinner. I need help. I need forgiveness for my sins. I need Jesus as Lord over my life. I want today to mark a new day for me. Pray for me to live for God, to surrender to Jesus. Pick your Bibles and pick your bags and quickly step forward and let me pray for you. I'll give you the count of 7. As you step forward, after that, I'll say 1 or 2 things. Take the communion and then release the blessing and we shall be true. Quickly step forward at the count of 7. 1. Be the first person to come to give your life to Christ, to rededicate yourself to God, to surrender to Him, to have your sins forgiven. Let's go. 1. 2.
We bless you, O Lord. Jesus.
We bless you, Lord.
You are holy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
2.
Lord,
we bless you, O Lord.
Lord, you are
holy.
3.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
3.
Hallelujah.
The rest of us, take your seat 1 minute. Place your right hand on your chest, those of you standing. Pray this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to hand over my life to you. Today, it is my decision to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. I receive the grace to serve you, Lord, to live for you, and to do your will. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you all. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. Grace to live for God be released upon you. Help and mercy from above is released upon you. I call it done. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. God bless you. I congratulate you for your decision. I know you will never remain the same. Counselors you have, where you like to take them, so that they can be part of the communion. But just hold on 1 minute. People, I want to congratulate you for successful entry to the month of October. And this month shall favor you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Alright, I think what you can do is just ensure there are somewhere close by where they can be a part of the communion. How many of you enjoy the message series on love? You can go through it. Through them again, September 2020, the character of love. The MP4, that is the videos, are all here for the message, so you can listen to them. And then also we have the MP3s of the message series on the subject of love. Very powerful, very impactful. Start from tomorrow by 12
noon to 1. Midday worship commences. The evening worship is now replaced, and we're having midday worship instead of evening worship. As things are gradually returning back to normal. Also, we have a lot of sick people that are permanently in need of attention. And Monday to Friday, we have people gathered, I mean, everywhere. And so for that purpose, we are resuming 2 hours of healing and deliverance service, 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 this coming Tuesday. Give the Lord a shout of praise. And let the sick and afflicted know we'll maintain all the things until the lockdown is totally over. But I believe that God has given us victory already. Wednesday is the first midweek service for the month of October. It's communion of escape and oil of preservation. By 5:30 p.m., you come with your communion materials and let us experience the power of God. Saturday is the home church, Dunamis Home Church. The Dunamis Home Church is a place of strength, is a place of fellowship, is a place of stability, is a place where you are surrounded in case you are confronted, is a place where you have brethren that you can call on or you can agree with you. You know, we live in a very, very dangerous world at this time. We live in, the Bible says, perilous times are here. It is not correct and it is not wisdom to just be there on your own. It's important to be not just in the bigger church, but in smaller units. And so, you are welcome to be at the home church this Saturday. And there are many, many, many other advantages of the home church. Child dedication comes through the home church. Marriage celebrations come through the home church. Welfare administrations come through the home church. House dedications, car dedications, and so on. They all flow through the home church. And that is the church, as it were, the cellular unit or the grassroots unit of the church. And it is important you are part of it. In case you come up and you say, oh, I want to dedicate child or dedicate this, and they say, where's your home church? And you really don't have. Beyond that, the home church is the place where also, if you are stranded or you have a need, you can also be reached out to. Or you don't have, you are not in need of money, but you are in need of who to assist. The home church also is where you can channel your assistance to the brethren. The Bible said, do good to all men, especially those in the household of faith. You will have a lot of brethren that will need little assistances that you can render in the home church setting. So it gives the opportunity both to receive and to give. And so ensure that you are planted in the home church. How many of us are in the home church so far? Let me see your hand. You already have a home church you have located. God bless you. God bless you. And how many of us are a host? Your house is a location. Mine is a location for the home church. All right. The Lord bless you. The Lord cause the blessing that rested in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite to rest in your house in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Now, if you are not in any home church, you can lift up your hand and they will give you this form. Yes, lift up your hand. Or you want to make your home available. Let's start with the first one. You are not in any home church at all. You want to know where to be. Lift up your hand and they will give you the forms. You will fill the forms and then that's right. The home church desk outside there. That's right. They are showing you there. You can drop the form at the end of the day. Then you will be assisted. The form is your name, your address, the telephone, and then you intend to be a host or a leader or a new member, and then all the details so that they can position you where you belong. God bless you in Jesus' name. You want to make your home available as a home church location? Can you also lift up your hands? Anywhere you are, you want to be a host like Obed-Edom. The meaning of that is that your house becomes the address, becomes the, what do you call it now? Becomes a branch of Dunamis Church in your house. Dunamis has a branch. That's what it means. The anointing on this altar transferred to the altar of your house and breaks the yoke of the enemy. God bless you. God bless you. And everyone, including the host, you will drop the form at the end. The Lord bless you. And of course, coming Sunday is Holy Ghost service. And before I go further, I have not told you in this second service, our month of October is our month of supernatural shift to joy and fulfillment. Supernatural shift in joy and fulfillment. We are shifting. The way we studied love last month,
This month we shall study joy. Somebody who is going to be excited, already fulfilled, shout the loudest, amen. And this month, everything that is fighting your joy shall come under attack. Everything that is fighting your joy shall come under attack. In Jesus' precious name. And of course, after this service, we have a brief meeting of the Dunamis workforce and also the Home Church Congress, briefly, to just identify a few things. But some of the things include the fact that as we do outreaches, and next Sunday, please invite friends, invite loved ones for this Sunday service. As we do the outreach, we also do the inreach. There are people among us who are either backslid or challenged away or distracted away by one thing or the other. We like to reach out to them. And if you have such people, you know them, you let us know at the admin office, their phone numbers, their names, and we can reach out to them. We want to talk about that in the workforce meeting. And also for everyone we have a team of people that will help us administer marital situations where families have crises and people that can attend to them. We're also going to talk about that. And if you know of people who are having marital or family problems that need the intervention, you let us know. And of course, we are trusting the Lord for great things in this month. There is something else I'll be telling us before the end of 1 month. There is a direction God has given us, a very, very massive outreach direction that I'll be letting you know shortly. And as you do so, the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Everyone who is a faithful tither, faithful giver under this platform, including the recent broadcast seed, your harvest shall never lack. I prophesy upon every faithful giver here, your harvest will never lack. And everyone whose resources are tied down, you would have loved to give as you should, but they are tied down. Those resources are released now. In Jesus' precious name. Stretch your two hands in front of you. I prophesy upon your hands. I also pray for everyone online, watching, viewing, connected. I prophesy harvest into your hands. I prophesy your resources shall look for you. I declare systems shall lose their peace, sleep and rest until what is yours enters your hands. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Go ahead, pick up your offerings online. Giving platforms exist and you can do yours as well. Pick up your offerings, your tithes and pledges, and let's honor God.
Idebube, ano mekelegi, aya. Idebube, hey, idebube, ano me.
As you release the blessing this morning. All right. Oh, we haven't given. Father, multiply the harvest of every giver. Let the hands lifted never drop to beg forever. In Jesus' name. Pass it on very quickly. And while this is going on, the communion can follow it immediately so that we can.
Idebube, 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 ideb
Hallelujah. Can you stand up with your communion now?
Lift up the communion. Place the other hand on your head as a point of contact for the blessing. The Bible said, on this wise shall a priest bless the people. So we are here today by the privilege of God as priest over this house to release his blessing, which we declare now.
We declare God's blessings upon you this month of October in the name of Jesus. We declare that everything that is meant to have come into your hands before this year ends will come indeed in this October in the name of Jesus. We declare today the breaking of every satanic curse on your life. The blessing neutralizes the curse that have followed you in Jesus' name. We declare the blessing of God upon your marital destiny. We come against anti-marital spells. We come against freed husbands and freed wives. We declare your marital establishment this time in the name of Jesus. We declare peace and harmony in your homes in the name of Jesus. We declare delay in fruitfulness arrested. We command your children to be delivered into your hands in the name of Jesus. We declare your children are preserved. The fruit of your body is preserved. The works of your hands are preserved in Jesus' name.
Amen. I release upon you these sevenfold blessings. And before I do that, if you are here for the first time, apart from those who already came out for the altar call, if you came out already for the altar call, please remain there. But otherwise, I want you to step forward here if you are here for the first time and let us receive you. You can receive your blessings in the front. And after the release of this blessing, everyone who is a church member of the church workforce, you can remain behind briefly. And the church congress and others, home church congress. You are here for the first time, Dynamis Church. Please be, you are here in Dynamis Church for the first time. Again, apart from those who already came out, you are not coming all the way from there now. You step forward. While they are coming, receive this blessing. And while you are on the road coming, be receiving your blessing. First of all, I prophesy in this month of October, the Lord grant you the blessing of his presence.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord grant you the blessing of his presence.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord grant you the blessing of his presence.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I prophesy today in this month of October, the Lord release upon you the blessing of joy.
Amen.
The blessing of fulfillment.
Amen.
The blessing of peace.
Amen.
The blessing of joy.
Amen.
The blessing of fulfillment.
Amen.
The blessing of peace.
Amen.
Everything that has put your joy under pressure, in this month I declare they are arrested.
Amen.
And they are released from your life.
Amen.
Everything that has put your joy under pressure, this month they are arrested.
Amen.
This month they are released from
Amen.
Your life. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord perfect his plan.
Yes.
And his purpose.
Amen.
In your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord perfect your plan. And perfect his purpose. In your life.
Amen.
In this season.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord take you into deeper realms of spirituality. Deeper realms of spirituality. Deeper realms of spirituality. Deeper realms of spirituality. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Fifthly, the Lord frustrate every satanic agenda against your life in this season.
Amen.
Everything projected against you in this season is neutralized.
Amen.
Every cycle of evil, everything the devil has calculated to organize against your life, every event that is negative incidents for the month of October,
for your life, your family, for everybody connected, related, associated with this commission. I declare it is broken.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I decree the Lord reverse every ancestral, generational, witchcraft, an occultic curse against your life in this season.
Amen.
I declare by the mantle and mandate of God upon my life, they are reversed.
Amen.
Every ancestral, generational, witchcraft, occultic curse against your life in this season is reversed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. The Lord give you the blessing of life.
Amen.
In this season.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every arrow of strange disease. Every arrow of sudden death.
Yes.
Thrown at you or at your loved ones for this month of October. The arrow is retrieved and refired back at sender.
Amen.
Retrieved and refired back at sender.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Life is your portion.
Amen.
Life is the portion of your family.
Amen.
Life is the portion of your loved ones.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And the Lord calls this last quarter of the year to be your best quarter of the year.
Amen.
Everything that is meant for you in the first, second, and third quarters that didn't enter your hands, I declare, I decree, they are released in this quarter.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I call it done.
Amen.
And I curse it done.
Amen.
In the name of the Father.
Amen.
And of the Son.
Amen.
And of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
So shall it be.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lift up your hands. As you live here today. All right. Father, thank you. Now open that communion and just take it before you receive this benedictory. Receive it. Mashakoko balagayada. Jina managala yada mana mana zaya lepereteza nana managa zaya la yo juto parata seni kalaya dorodos lina mama yaga yana nayala yatana zajala nandoro hey lepereni nagaga yatana salayo dodo Leberina mama yagayana nagagazala. Lepereta satala. Lift up your hands now. As you live here today, as you step into the month of October, the Lord bless you. Adonai keep you. El Shaddai make his face to shine upon you. The Lord bless you. I am that I am, keep you. El Shaddai, make his face to shine upon you. And be gracious unto you. And be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you. And give you peace. In everything you do, I say, the Lord bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, and keep you. Oh, Adonai, make his face to shine upon you. And be gracious unto you, and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up on you and give you peace. The Lord give you peace. Go with peace and rejoice with your testimonies in Jesus' precious name.